Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog Original Flavor Wednesday podcast. This show almost broke lines.
This show happens. Our script is extremely strict.
This show happens twice a week. Mondays with any other shit, and then Wednesday, just
regular shit.
Regular shit, where we play through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games.
Mm-hmm.
Today.
Yeah.
Before we get into anything else, just let you know what you're in for. If you want to stay tuned, we hope that you will.
Yeah, we'd like that.
Gradius 3.
Can I be an asshole?
Yeah.
Please. I didn't know this, and I wanted to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, according to the internet, It's Gradius.
Gradius?
There, I said it right.
Okay.
So from the rest of this episode, I'm going to say it the way I normally do and say Gradius.
Okay.
So I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way, that we realize that we're saying it incorrectly. We just don't give a shit.
Yep. That I like to imagine that the pilot in the ship is Grady from Sanford and Son.
Did I just ruin like all your achievements you made for this game?
No.
It's the big one.
But first... Or I guess it was second.
Yeah,
second.
All right. Second agenda.
I'm your bearded host, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was growing up, my dad, he worked at chemical plants when I was little and then quit that, started his own business where he did body work on cars. And he had like, he always had a large garage. He had a shop somewhere close to the house. And at one house that we had.
Where he specifically would moonwalk.
Specifically would sit in there and moonwalk.
Right.
He would moonwalk around these cars while he fixed them, like just constantly practicing. So usually he would get wrecked cars in and he wouldn't always like take, he would take some stuff to the junkyard, to the, you know, scrap yard or whatever. Some stuff he would just throw out behind his garage and he might be able to use something out of it later, whatever. Two of my friends that lived close both had four-wheelers. So we would always, during the summer, they'd come and get me, and we'd ride four-wheelers in the woods and, you know, had to run from the cops if we were driving on the road because, you know, that's so bad. Cops will flip out if you drive a four-wheeler on the road. One day, we thought about, you know, we'd done it in the snow where you would, like, tie, like, a sled behind the four-wheeler and whatever. We're like, well, it's not snowing, but it's still, it's been rainy, so there's mud everywhere. But what can we tie to the back of one of these four-wheelers? And we went through and... I went back behind the garage and we got a car hood.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the hook that latches into the bottom of your car whenever you shut the hood. So it was a natural just tie a rope on around that, tie a rope on the back of the four-wheeler and take off. So I, being the bravest and stupidest of all the boys, I rode first and it was great.
On the hood.
Not on the
four-wheeler.
No. Okay. I held on. I didn't mean there were no handles or anything. So you have to kind of hang on to the top of the hood or the edge.
Yeah.
But just try to bow up so your fingers don't scrape on the ground. You
Which
know,
is really easy to do on a car hood, right?
It's pretty easy. We had a great time. Until when we were coming back.
Until Jimmy died.
Until like Jimmy. I'm not telling you how Jimmy died.
The story takes just, a really
just
dark
suddenly
turn.
Suddenly died. We're coming back, and my driveway, then we had a long, long driveway, and like paving it would have been ridiculously expensive, so it was gravel.
All right, let's stop bragging and get on with the story.
No, it was gravel. I was too poor. I gravel.
It's really, oh, this driveway is so long, you guys. You wouldn't believe it.
I hated it. I fucking hated it as a kid. But as we're driving, we go through the mud, great time. We go onto my, driveway and he's speeding in my driveway and I'm on the hood. I'm like, why is my butt getting so hot? And the friction created by the gravel driving behind, like I'm slinging, sparks going everywhere. The bottom of the trunk of the car hood,
mm-hmm.
where it's not like actual like metal, it's some other kind of material. So he wears a hole in the bottom of it. So then it's just my ass on the gravel, just scraping down.
Dragging.
Until I finally start screaming until he stops and I get off. And it's worn through, like, the car hood and, like, my winter sweatpants are all torn up. Oh, and my underwear's all torn up. So nearly lost my asshole on a car hood on a four-wheeler.
You're fortunate.
Mm, yeah.
I just read the statistics the other day on how many kids lose their assholes while being pulled by hoods.
It's nightmarish.
Oh, it's staggering. It's super staggering. You really, I mean, you could base a whole charity around that, I think. You could be the poster child for, like, for asshole retention.
See, and I should let you know, I had two ideas for my intro story today.
Okay.
Because my original was talking about online girlfriends.
I kind of wish you'd have gone that route.
See, and Meg is like, what, you talk about the car hood? I was like, okay, I'll talk about the car hood this week. So you can save it up. Uh-huh. Maybe for Other Shit Monday, I'll talk about my two online girlfriends.
Were you dating them simultaneously?
No.
Damn.
No. I'm an internet monogamist.
I thought this was going to be like a Three's Company in the digital era.
They both show up at the same place in Palace Chat. It's like,
I'm Dave. Your bespectacled host, and my life, this is an interesting fact, kinda. It's you might find it funny, I don't know. I think it's, for me, it's depressing. I realized this the other day, like, my life is just ruled by fear, Tyler.
Mm.
It's just ruled, like, every decision that I make.
I mean, I know that. I know that about you.
You get to know me long enough, and, you know, you can pretty much get me to do anything if you apply enough fear and guilt. So... Mm. Equal parts. Maybe a little more fear. But yeah, I think I can trace back. Yeah, just about every decision. just about every decision is influenced by fear. So I think that I need to come to terms with that.
Because you kind of remind me of, I think, Tom from the Boondocks, who lives in constant fear of being anally raped in prison. And he's based his life on avoiding
going
to prison and being anally raped.
I can't sit here and say you're wrong. Like, I can't. We've had this conversation.
You won't even watch Oz. That's how bad your fear is.
No, I will not watch Oz. I live in constant fear of being falsely imprisoned. Like, I really do. Like, that is like, I live my life, Tyler. I live my life. Like, every decision I make, I'm like, is there any possible way that this could be, like, this could implement me, like, in any possible way? And if the answer is yes, I don't do it.
Okay.
Or I do and just try to not think about it.
That's fair.
So everything I just said is a lie.
Well, it depends on just how much it means to you.
Mm.
All right, you ready to talk about this game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Gradius.
Yeah, well, we already pronounced it right once. We don't have to. Gradius. We can Gradius. Still say it the Kentucky way.
Gradius. We're talking about Gradius 3.
Gradius II.
You're up into space in a machine, mm-hmm. and you're just like, you're shooting your little laser, pew, 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 all at the enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other robots.
Yeah, there's other robots, and there's plenty of weird shit that lives in space. If all the shit in the game is actually in space, I don't see why the fuck we want to go there so bad.
Yep. From playing all the games that take place in space, mm-hmm. it's like, nope, don't want to go here.
Clearly.
Here or Australia. don't want to see the shit that is actually here.
Clearly NASA's never owned a Super Nintendo. It's a good thing that the Super Nintendo didn't exist JFK era. Because we would just left that shit to Russia.
I have played Super Turrican, and there is no fucking way we're going into space.
Like, can you do the rest? Can you do the rest of the show with your JFK?
I'm no John Sullivan. Can't do it. But first.
Mm-hmm.
But thirdly.
But fourth.
Since I've said first, second, but thirdly. But fourthly.
Well, it's Gradius 3, so it's fourthly.
Okay, but fourthly.
Because Gradius is the third thing.
Third thing.
Right.
Choo choo. See, choo 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 choo. See, it sounds like the beams, the beams that you shoot out. That was a special space train.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A space train?
It was a space train.
That's reserved for a very, very special kind of lady. Girl, you're in luck. Tonight, space train.
You can go get the space train.
All right, guys. We've all heard the space train. You know, a time that
choo choo.
Signals.
Choo 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 choo.
Mm-hmm. It's a Dave Reese from Wikipedia space train.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Gradius 3, or fuck me.
Yeah, it's good.
Gradiusu suri dinitsetsu kara shinwa hi, Gradius 3 from Legend to Myth.
Okay.
Is a side-scrolling shooting game originally released for the arcades in Japan and other parts of Asia in 1989. It is the... Believe it or not, Tyler, it is the third sequel to the original Gradius for the arcades. Following, I really wish we could have played this game, Gradius 2, Gopher's Ambition. It was re-released for the Super Nintendo in Japan in 1990 and the Super Nintendo in 1991 as a launch title.
Okay.
I'm not going to go into the gameplay because, well, we're going to talk about that.
It's a side-scrolling shooter. I mean, you pretty much,
if you haven't figured,
knows what that is.
If you can't close your eyes and just picture Gradius 3 just from that description, then I don't know. You're probably not the kind of person that enjoys this show.
Because Dave, I love you.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
And I love doing Tadpog.
You promise to keep me out of prison?
And I love our fans. I will try my best. If you have to go to prison, I will then go to law school and work on getting you out.
All right.
Because I'm sure I'm the kind of lawyer you want.
I
played so much Phoenix Wright, Dave.
I was about to say, if by go to law school, you mean play all the Phoenix Wrights again.
then represent you in court.
Then I don't see where we could go wrong. Particularly if you'll dress as Athena.
Well, every time somebody says something, objection! I have to point and I'll wear my blue suit and pink tie.
So, Dave, how's the trial going? Well, my lawyer was removed within 5 minutes.
He kept saying, objection and hold it. And I love doing this podcast, and I guess I'm spoiled on where we are in the list because we've been playing some great games for Other Shit Monday. The list.
Yeah, we have.
IGN's list has been pretty solid.
Yeah.
But man, it's games like this that make Tadpog hard for me.
Hard in a bad way?
Hard in a bad way.
Okay.
Because I was miserable playing this game.
Yeah, I mean, you sent me a few texts.
Yeah,
I was concerned.
I had a hard time
playing
this game because like I'd play it for 30 seconds and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have a very bad week because I absolutely loathed playing this game. And it's weird that I've noticed that when it comes to side-scrolling shooters like this, while we're going down the list closer to number one, I feel like the order of all the side-scrolling shooters we played need to be flipped because I feel like Gradius 3 should be at the bottom of the list for the side-scrolling shooters and like R-Type should be higher and Axelay in the middle.
See, I can agree with you on Gradius 3 should be the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
The worst. Rated the worst. You know, I get confused with lists. You know, I mean, that's...
You know, with highs and lowest, I'm always confused.
I live in constant fear, and I get confused with lists. I don't know the difference between highest and lowest.
There are no analog clocks in Dave's house.
So I either did really good in school or really poorly. I really can't. I don't know.
Trainsy.
Yeah, real soft trainsy. I don't know if Paul's going to be able to pick her up. But yeah, I think out of the side-scrolling shoot 'em ups, this is the worst one.
Yeah,
Gradius 3 is the worst one. But I actually think Axelay I enjoyed Axelay more than R-Type.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you both agree that Gradius is the worst.
Oh yeah, we both agree that.
I'm going to say something. It may be surprising to you.
Yeah. Okay.
That aside, let's set aside the game breaking glitch aspect of Sparkster.
Okay.
Overall, just playing those two games, ignoring the game-breaking glitch that makes it, you know, not even applicable to any list, in my opinion.
Right,
I had a better time playing through Sparkster than I did Gradius 3.
What? No, that is crazy.
That's how much I hated this.
That's crazy talk.
The water sweeping you side to side, more fun than every bit I played Gradius 3.
I mean, I'm not saying, obviously, that's your opinion. So I'm not saying that you're wrong, but what I am saying is...
That's crazy.
That is crazy. This game is so much better than Sparks.
Oh, man. When we redo our list, this will probably be number 100 for me.
So it's on the list.
If we have to work within the
I'm going to catch you in a trap. Okay. This is why I don't want you as my lawyer. Earlier in a previous episode, you said Sparkster wouldn't even be on the list.
If we have to work within the confines of the 100 and rearrange this will be 100.
Okay, all right.
Once we play through all 700 plus Super Nintendo games,
right,
and we make our own list, this will not be on the top.
Let's move the deadline up on that, by the way. Let's say I have all 700 plus done by April.
Cool okay. That. Yeah. Yep. We're going to do a podcast, two podcasts a day.
Yeah.
Two
podcasts per 6 hours.
Oh, man.
Nicole will figure out the math on that.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
And then Tony can make a schedule for us.
Right. That. Thank you. Yeah. And then if you could take that and put it in a spreadsheet, we're all set, man. We got everything ready to roll.
All right. So I've given my opinion, my express. I think listeners can understand how I feel about this game. How did you feel overall about it?
It's okay. I mean, you know, for a side-scrolling space shoot 'em up, it was. It was pretty okay. Pretty all right.
It did what it was supposed to do.
It did. It was pretty all right. It had. I had some issues with it, obviously, because I think Axelay is better. It had some cool things going on. Full disclosure: I'd never played a Gradius game before, so I don't know how they all work. But Gradius 3 had this weird power-up mechanic.
Yeah, what's unique to this series?
So it is the full series. Mm-hmm. Okay, you could hopefully help me explain it, because it's as I was playing it, I was like, oh, this is interesting, but going to be confusing as fuck to try to convey on a podcast.
Well, because I feel this is where. Because the system itself, it's unique. I get it. It's different.
Yeah.
But it does not mesh with the game. I don't feel like it is appropriate for this kind of game at all. Because, the power-up system, you have a bar at the bottom. And with speed, missiles, double, laser, shields, ... and other.
An exclamation mark.
Yeah. And so.
And they're all tabbed out. Mm-hmm. It's like each one is its own little section at the bottom of the screen that forms a bar, mm-hmm. like you said.
So whenever you blast an enemy, randomly you'll get a power-up, ball.
Well, see, this is one thing I liked about it, is that I could tell which enemies were going to drop a power-up.
Oh, really?
Because
okay.
They were colored orange. Because the power-ups are all orange, which is, I thought, a good thing, because I haven't played a shoot-em-up where I've known, okay, I need to go for that one,
yeah.
And it'll give me a power-up. But anyway, please continue.
Yeah, because, you get your power-ups, and the blue power-ups just wipe the screen of enemies,
right.
Which
huge explosion.
Is a godsend. Mm-hmm. But once you get the power, you get a power-up, and then you have to, of course, take your first bonus has to be the speed.
Yeah, it's like Candyland, right?
Yeah.
It's a Candyland metaphor.
Yeah.
Except, okay, here, man, just figure out the perfect way to explain it. Imagine this bar at the bottom of Gradius 3 is Candyland.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And every time you pick up a power-up, You roll your six-sided die, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it always comes up one.
Yep.
And you move one on the track. It speeds the first space on the track. So the first time you pick a power-up, you roll a one. Well, you're on speed. You're on just like that.
Yep.
You're on speed. Sorry. I hope you got a good lawyer, because speed's illegal. That was a drug
ooh,
joke.
Hi-oh.
Drug joke. And you pick up another power-up, it's like you roll one again, and you move one space on the Candyland track,
mm-hmm.
and it'll bring you to the next power-up, which is what? What's after speed?
I think is it missiles?
Missiles.
That you get?
Yeah, you're right. It's missiles. And whatever track you're on, whatever space you're on of the track, you have to hit the A button, I think it is, and it'll activate that power-up.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you activate the power-up, it resets. Your little piece mm-hmm. goes back to zero, and so when you pick up the next orange rectangle power up, your little marker indicates it jumps up to speed again.
Yeah, so you can max out your speed pretty quickly.
Yeah,
which fucks you up.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's not good.
Oh man, you want two, maybe three speed power ups, but anything beyond that, and you were just gonna die.
Yeah, you got to find that right. You got to find that right mix of speed, because one of the most frustrating things I think about this game is that, dude, I died so many more times, accidentally flying into the ceiling than I died more times that way than being gunned out of space.
Because you need to clear the enemies on, the ceiling and mm-hmm. the floor to, make it where you can survive.
Yeah, otherwise they're going to shoot you out of the fucking sky. Yeah.
But, yeah, if you have If you have no speed, you know, your maneuverability is very good. So you can get up there and shoot them. But of course, you can't, you don't have the speed to get in between
your
enemies.
Can't get out of the way. Yeah, can't get out of the way of the space bullets.
But you get a few speed and then you can maneuver through the enemies in the middle. Mm-hmm. But then you just press up just a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
You can just do the lightest possible touch. Like, I mean, like butterfly kisses on pressing up or down. Yeah. And you're just still going to zoom and smash into the ceiling right from the floor and you're just gone.
That's, I'm going to go, you just gave me my first achievement. That's Kiss by a Rose. Kiss by a Rose is you lightly touch the D-pad and careen into the ceiling. It's like, it's fucked up, man, because it's like they did it wrong. They did it wrong because it's not like you're actually going faster. What they've done is they've just made it so that when you hit the D-pad, you just move further. You're not going faster. You're just going farther. Yeah. Further? I don't know. Grammar, help me.
Yeah, because you're what, left to right speed really doesn't increase that much. Yeah, you're just the spaces instead of one by one, you just start moving 2x2.
Yeah, exactly.
Three,
instead of moving
four.
Up 10 pixels, you're moving up 20 pixels and you're moving up 40. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's there's you more speed. Yeah, you just cannot get close.
Can't handle it.
No,
speed.
It's I thought that was bullshit. And then the screen, I got slowed down constantly because the screen is just so packed full of shit. Mm-hmm. And then trying to, okay, where's my power up bar? Okay, do I need to skip this one? Do I need to go back and do this one? There's too much shit going on.
And I can kind of let that slide a little bit because it was a launch title. Mm-hmm. Like I can overlook that more than I could, you know, a game that came out really in the prime of the Super Nintendo's life. Because, you know, by then you expect them to figure all that shit out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it always seemed to happen in crucial points, as always. I mean, because the more shit is on the screen, the more you need to get the fuck out of the way. So it's like super frustrating when it's like, oh, well, here's a giant fucking space beetle and I can't even move because I got all these fucking turrets on the ceiling and on the ground. And well, I'm dead.
There were, plenty of times where it was just like, I can't do anything here.
Especially combine that with the speed jacked all the way up. Like, you're fucking done.
That's
man.
It.
You are done because it's like by the time it catches up, you've flown into the ceiling. Like, I swear to you, the ceiling is like the boss of the game. It's the fucking ceiling.
And you can't beat it.
No.
You can't beat
no.
it.
It's like there are certain areas in the game where there's no ceiling. And that's like when I felt like the most free. And I'm like, oh man, this game is, I can get into this game. And then they just send you through another fucking corridor. It's like, great, let's just fly into this fucking paint shop.
See, because you said that, it reminded me of sort of an elementary school story. Because you have recess in elementary school, play on the blacktop, you'd always fall down, scrape your knees, you know, shit like that, have to go to the nurse's office. Because I would do that, go to the nurse's office, and she'd spray that fucking Bactine on your knee and just make you scream.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one time, like,
I didn't scream, though, because I'm not a pussy.
No, I'm huge pussy.
I'm not a pussy.
Huge pussy.
I'll scream when I go to prison, though. I guarantee it. That's why I'm scared, man.
When they physically create you a pussy, then you're...
Yeah, you're right. It's not just a nickname in prison.
But I remember it was just... I just thought about saying that because I remember one time the nurse was, she spread the back to me and she was putting a Band-Aid on my knee and she was like, you know, I get so many kids in here every day and I'm putting Band-Aids on their knees, but...
Is she hitting on you?
I've never had to put a Band-Aid on that blacktop. I was like, okay.
Yeah, how do you respond to that as a young child?
I was like, well, that will, because I just kind of looked at it. I always remember it, but I guess it makes sense for Gradius 3 because that, the ceiling, yeah... It'll kill you every time, but it's
the
fucking invincible. It's the black top
it's the
and it's just unmarred.
Man, I'm so glad you went that way with it because I thought you were going to go like therapy levels on us. I thought you were going to be like, hey, yeah, she was spraying on it. She just looked at me and said, you know, of all the kids I've put Band-Aids on, none of them really look nearly as good as you, Tyler. Should you take your pants off?
Let me see your wiener.
See that gooter. Oh, that's what I thought.
Gary told me some things about you.
Okay. Mm-hmm, so we talked about how you access the power-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Candyland, okay?
Yep.
So you get through Candyland. What I also think is interesting about this game is when you, at the very beginning, you choose your loadout. That's not new. We saw that in R-Type, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what I think is new is they have several default loadouts that you can choose from, or you can just go, you can make a complete custom build. I thought that was cool.
That's nice, yeah.
However, I tried a few different loadouts. They always fucked me because I'm like, oh, that looks cool. Oh, that looks cool. It's essentially the equivalent of, we've talked about it, after the baseball game, you mix all the sodas together.
Yep.
It's like that because it's like it never works. It's awful. So
and you throw up.
And you throw, yeah, you fly into the ceiling. The blacktop consumes all. So, I mean, I always ended up going back to one of the defaults.
Yeah.
Just because they were better than any of the custom ones I could build. Yeah. Maybe if you're like, if you dedicate your life to building the perfect spaceship, the perfect, well, let's just call it a Gradius. I don't know.
But, and then like, brutal levels, and the bosses I felt were just jokes. Like, I thought the bosses were just like, this, after what I've been through getting here, this is not a challenge. This is,
I don't know,
like, giant beetle shooting sand. Okay, move down, move up, fire, fire, fire.
Yeah, yeah,
move
yeah.
down, move up, fire, fire, fire. Okay, done. And you don't get, like, a new screen. You're just cycling through space.
Yeah, there's no indication that you've reached a new area other than... other than it looks a little different. Like, mm-hmm. there's no, like, congratulations on beating this level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, there's not a screen that says level two. It's just a really long stream, which I like.
This would have been a good game for Nick Arcade.
Yeah?
So it's just constantly just progressing accumulation of points. Like, yeah, this would have been move up and down, shoot, try to get points of power within 30 seconds. Sure, okay.
Nick points Arcade. Are important. Nana's dog.
Nana's dog.
Nana's dog making a guest appearance. points are important because you can tell that this is such a early 90s game because at the end, when you die, they ask you to enter your initials on a console game. It's really funny. Did you get this screen?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. Let me tell you about the screen. Okay. It's pretty much the best. What do you call that screen? Let's just call it an initial screen,
mm-hmm.
a high score screen, okay? It is the best one I've ever seen because it pops up. You got three slots for you to put your initials in. You can put in FUK. It doesn't matter. It'll work. I assume you could do...
Oh, cool.
Everything's cool. I assume you could do ass. You could probably do cum. I don't know. It seems like they're just really giving you options here.
Mm-hmm.
After that, you can choose whether you're a gentleman or a lady.
Okay.
After that... you can put in your astronomical sign.
Okay.
It is detailed. After that, you can put in your blood type.
What?
No. That's not true.
I mean, that's a very Japanese thing to do, but...
Everything else is true, though.
I'm not the female ass Pisces. I'm the female... the female ass Aquarius.
The ass Pisces. I'm pretty sure that's the missing... position in the Kama Sutra. Ass Pisces.
Well, see, and my astronomical sign is Cancer, so they'd be like, God, I'm ass Cancer.
Ass Cancer. Mm. Yeah, that's no good.
Yeah.
No one wants that.
You don't want to be that. Because I remember that was, of all the astrological, of all the astrological signs as a kid, that's the one, like, be like, which one do I not want to be? It'd probably be awkward being this Crab 69 Cancer. No, that's me.
That's like the Chinese years, you know, the animals,
mm-hmm.
Per year. I remember as a kid being really disappointed that I was the cock, but now I love it. Now it's great.
You love the cock.
I mean, God, I do. I put the D in Tadpog. I might as well be the cock. So,
yep.
But I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, you can be the cock too.
I'm a rat.
You're the ass cancer.
Yeah. I'm the ass cancer rat.
Ass cancer rat.
I was proud of my dad, though, because my dad's a dragon.
Yeah, I think my sister's a dragon. Maybe I'm a lion.
It's in the show notes.
Yeah, that's a vague Final Fantasy reference.
That's a deep Tyler Dave's friendship reference.
This episode's awful. I'm sorry.
No, we're having a wonderful... This episode is amazing.
I'm calling this episode.
It's so good.
It's done. Let's just... How funny would it be if we just turned it off right now?
See everybody.
Like, bye.
We'll try again Monday.
Like, everyone's like, when it comes to their feed, they're like, they did a 24-minute episode? Did one of them die? Like, if that gave me a great idea. If one of us were to die, I think that we should continue doing episodes. The other person should continue doing it, but it's half as long.
Okay.
So everyone will know before listening if one of us has died, because they'll be like, oh, shit, this one's 30 minutes. Which one of them died?
All right. I think it was the third level, second or third level that had the bubbles.
I don't know. How, I couldn't keep track of what level was what because they don't number them. The bubbles. Yeah.
That was
the first time I died.
Oh, man. Because the bubbles would crowd the screen so much. One, you get slowed down. Two, like, they'll crowd you so much, there's nothing you can do but die.
Well, they start out as a giant bubble. Mm-hmm. And here's what I figured out. There's two ways to get by these bubbles. The first way is have all the fucking power-ups. And that's honestly how I got through the game. If the power-ups are so fucking important that I'm sure it's not impossible to finish the game without power-ups, but it has got to be extremely more difficult to do it than it would be in like R-Type mm-hmm. or Axelay even. So the first way to get by these bubbles is you can just bombard them or you can try to avoid them.
Which that's what I had to do. I had an easier time playing this game as a side-scrolling dodger rather than a side-scrolling shooter. Because like just trying to shoot everything and then watch out for everything, it was just too much. I just had to try and just dodge shit, and I got much further just dodging.
I couldn't do it because I was always too fast. I always had speed way up. So like I swear, I'm telling you, man, that ceiling every time. Like I had to have full power ups, like because otherwise I couldn't dodge them. Because every time I try to dodge them, I'd fly into the fucking ceiling. And if I didn't have full power ups to like twin lasers and all that bullshit, mm-hmm. everything would just kill me. Like the enemies would just fly right into me.
Because you'd think that, you know, the International Space Organization that sends out these ships would like, just send out the base model. They'll just find stuff on the way. Just they'll find lasers in space and tack them onto the ship.
Yeah, that's yeah.
I mean, why don't you give me the max loadout to destroy this base, like, first off? Don't send me out with, like, a pistol and, like, just destroy your enemies and take their shit. It's fine. Go, go. Everything's magnetic in the future. It just clips onto the side.
If our engineers are this lazy in the future, do we really deserve to survive?
Nope. That's why the human race is always in trouble in these space games.
I know you think that the bosses were easy. I had a hard time on several of them, especially near the end of the game.
I only fought three, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There becomes a point where the bosses get extremely difficult, I felt like, and you know when you hit it, because it goes from just being like, oh, okay, that was incredibly easy compared to getting to the boss, mm-hmm. to fuck another boss. And then they get to the point, they do this thing where there's a boss gauntlet, but it's different. You're not fighting previous bosses. You're just fighting, like, they just get rid of the level part. And it's like, you're just boss. Okay, kill that boss. Here's another boss. Kill that boss. Guess what, motherfucker? There's another boss. Die on this boss. Guess where you go back to? The first boss. like, near the end of the game, it's like you're fighting the fucking fleet.
Just put all your quarters in an envelope and send it to us. That's how we're going to treat it. God. Because I applaud you for sticking through this game that far, but
fuck, I cheated.
I just couldn't do it.
I cheated. I didn't do it legitimately.
I couldn't even have fun with this cheating. I just didn't want to. Uh-uh.
Did you get to the Easter Island heads?
Nope.
Oh, man. This game has Easter Island heads in space that spit flashing Apple Jacks. I was hoping you had gotten to that part so we could talk about that in detail, because it is out of the blue. It is ridiculous. You come to this strange world that has ground on the ground and ground on the ceiling, like trees are like growing down.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's just like, I don't know, 1,000 Easter Island heads that you have to get through. It's like this Easter Island head gauntlet. And I like to think that the developers were like, this was pre-internet. So they were probably like, no one knows what these fucking things are.
This sounds more like an Exalted Lord Mike Photoshop of Grady from Sanford and Son in a spaceship with Easter Island heads surrounding him and with Photoshop Apple Jacks being projected to Grady. Grady is three. But apparently they're also, I never got any of them, the hidden levels.
Oh, no, I didn't know there were hidden levels.
It's sort of like trying to switch tracks on Star Fox. You have to meet these certain criteria in the game.
Yeah, in case you want more of this.
Yeah. In this huge clusterfuck, yeah, if you want to try and do these weird things to get more levels.
Did you play any of them?
No. I just know they exist because I looked in the game. Like, what is GameFAQs? How can GameFAQs help me with scrolling through, reading? Nope.
I'll say this about the game. I didn't use GameFAQs. This is... I've used GameFAQs on a lot of games that that are on this list. I didn't use GameFAQs for this game, and I feel like I feel like I was able to figure everything out. Obviously, I didn't know there were secret levels, so I didn't find any of that shit, and I had to cheat my way through the game. But other than that,
yeah, guess. And okay, so it seems like the guy who wrote IGN's list, like he enjoys his side-scrolling shooters. For this to be ranked at number 45, that he likes his shit just sort of simple. Like, because Gradius looks the simplest.
Yeah.
You know, you get your power-ups and you're on a set. It's a very simple kind of form. It sucks and it's just so simplistic. And then you've got the stuff that has more layers and looks better is further down the list from this guy. So I guess like he enjoyed, you know, Galaga and Centipede and shit that, you know, the base simple shit shooting shit that's coming at you.
I don't know if it's even that. I think it's more of he had three space shooters that his editor wanted on the fucking list. He hadn't played any of them and it was like, I don't know, I'll just space them apart in the middle.
I'll put all this in a hat. All right, that one's number.
All right, there we go.
All right, I'll make the top 10. That's pretty easy. But all the rest, I'm just going to draw them out of a hat.
My wife just called. She's mad I'm not home yet. Just type this out.
What's a Super Nintendo game? Yeah, okay, that looks good.
Name one. All right, Gradius 3, fine.
Put that in.
I also, there is a part in the game, once you get past the Easter Island heads, that I wish you could have seen because you essentially fight Audrey 2. There's a giant plant.
It took me a second to Audrey 2. Is that the robot
little
girl?
Little Shop of Horrors, okay. Man. Little Shop of Horrors.
Because I immediately went 80s sitcom. I was like, it's the robot little girl in the red dress. No, that's something else. That's Daryl or something like that.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Carmen Sandiego?
It came on at the same time, around the same time as the girl who would touch your fingers and everything would freeze.
Oh, right.
It was a show similar in the same era as that of the little girl was a robot.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay, I can't remember the name off the top of my head either, but
clearly it wasn't
Small
that
Wonder?
Good.
Small Wonder?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't.
Okay. Somebody will know.
Yeah. No, it sounds interesting. But you don't fight her. Not that I know.
Okay.
Not that I know.
You don't fight the little girl from Small Wonder?
I mean,
damn it.
I didn't find all the secret levels. So I can't
That's
say.
Probably a secret
I
level.
I can't say beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't.
Or have a huge plant.
Huge plant.
Singing huge show plant. Tunes at you.
Yeah, there's and you know, there's a lot of backup singers and Steve Martin's there and you know, kind of makes you never want to go to the dentist again. you kill that thing and it's you know, it's just interesting that it's in there. Just interesting that it's in there. That's all.
Okay.
That's all I had to say.
I like that.
Yeah.
But I don't have a lot. I mean, the music, I don't even remember what the music sounded like very much.
Man, I do.
Yeah.
One song, because I tell you what, there's a song in there that I swear to you, they took the song Jeepers Creepers. Where'd you get them peepers? They increased the tempo.
Bleep, bleep, bleep,
bleep, speed that up.
Bleep, blop, bleep, blop, bleep, 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 bleep.
And that's it. They're like, there's our track. Run with it. I had to call Nikki in and I was like, does this fucking sound like Jeepers Creepers to you? I don't even know if that's the name
of the
song.
What are we doing for the music? What's in the public domain?
Right, exactly. I don't know.
Should we come down the mountain? Put that MIDI file.
I'm willing to bet you anything they were banking that, like, Japanese kids don't know this song. Put it in. Like, boss, we're short one track. What do we do? Jeepers Creepers? Jeeperoo creeperoo?
Jeeperoo creeperoo. It's not we have no Japanese iTunes reviews.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Shake. We need that one Japanese iTunes review.
But, man, 45 is just, God, it's so high. It's so high for this game. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's unwarranted. It really is. I can see this game. I disagree with you. I think this
on
game
how bad it is.
Yeah, but I do think it's worse than where it's placed.
Yeah. So far, I feel like the 40s have been the 40s and a lot of the 50s. I feel like been pretty spot on. So this is like a black eye of the 40s so far.
Yeah. No, I think this belongs. I would honestly, I'd say I think it belongs in the 80s. Maybe not. I mean, it's certainly much better than Super Turrican 2. Like, I think that game, Super Turrican 2 is a bad game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to, there, I said it. God, I feel better. But out of all the side-scrolling space shooters, like R-Type and all that, it's definitely the worst.
Yeah.
Definitely the worst.
I've got some achievements.
Yeah?
I got two.
Okay. All right. I already gave you mine earlier on.
So I was like, oh, do I even want to do, I didn't achieve anything in this game. Do I really want to? Okay, I thought of some. The first one is Space Dragon.
Nice.
You unlock Space Dragon by getting killed by the Sandy Space Dragon.
it looks like the Chinese dragon. It
looks like what the finger traps and shit like that. Like that kind of dragon, Chinese finger trap that I remember getting from like Gaddyland with $20 worth of tickets. So
that actually ties in. I know we normally both give our achievements separate from one another, but mm-hmm. but can I go ahead and do one of mine?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I thought you were going to take mine, and that is my achievement is Double Dragon. And in order to unlock Double Dragon, you have to fight the Double Dragon logo and beat it, because that's one of the bosses. One of the bosses is essentially the goddamn Double Dragon logo. And the whole time I'm fighting it, I was like, it's this really long-ass dragon that has two heads on it, which I know, okay, technically, the Double Dragon logo is probably two separate dragons, but, you know, fuck it. This is more like a, what do you call it, Ouroboros?
Ouroboros, yeah. See, I also wish, like, one of the battle toads on the fucking turbo tunnel jet, like, that's one of the bosses that just comes out zooming at you. Kids, I've never played any NES games. Just, come on. Let's go back to that well. My other one is Patton Oswalt. And you unlock Patton Oswalt by beating a boss without moving, which I did. That was the second boss. I did not move at all on the water boss where you blast through the middle to the eye.
Oh, yeah, the giant bubble.
Yeah.
The eye in the bubble.
Didn't have to move. I just fired. That was it.
Yeah, I think that's how you beat that one.
Yeah.
Like really, I think if you move around on that one, you're done.
Yeah. So it's like that one, what somebody made a Mario World mod that you could only beat it by not moving because the level moved around you. So if you try to jump and you're just going to die. So by standing completely still, you would slide over the traps and through stuff and over the spikes.
I didn't know. I need to see this in action.
That's all. I've got two. That's it.
All right. I got one. It's called Beat the Rocket Ship.
Okay.
Because
that's where you stop this and go play Mario 2 again until you pull up the plant and get a rocket ship.
There is a boss in this game. Near the end, it's part of this mega fleet that you're taking down that looks like your stereotypical 1960s rocket ship that like maybe a child has drawn. because it's cylindrical, it's got the pointed top, and it's got like the fins at the bottom.
Yeah.
It is completely uninspired. Like a lot of the bosses near the end of the game where they're just throwing them at you. Like it really does. It harkens back to Jeepers Creepers because they're just like, I don't know. My son drew this rocket
ship.
That
was some Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like some kid was like, I want to draw a boss for a video game. All right. Gradius 3. Do it. Make it.
Could be. It gets pretty gross at the end, Tyler.
Mm.
It gets, and I'm
glad I quit when I did.
Yeah, it's not worth finishing.
Mm.
But I feel that way about honestly all the side-scrolling space shooters. So I'm probably, you know, I've got my opinion, and that is that these games aren't worth finishing.
Yep. I feel so strong. This my growing cloud of negativity.
Yeah.
I'm like the cloud that the smoke cloud inside the train cutting down all the trees in Fern Gully. Like, I'm just getting stronger.
I didn't
know
if you were going like lost, or I was like, I don't know.
No, the Fern Gully, it gets,
yeah.
The more you cut down, the more pollution, it gets stronger and stronger. This is my cloud of negativity with this game.
The Fern Gully.
Yeah.
That's the second missing position from the Kama Sutra.
The
Fern Gully. several times while I was playing this game,
mm-hmm.
I thought, is this game over yet? That's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
That's a
mark of quality when you just can't wait to fucking die.
when I was in that boss gauntlet, I was like, another fucking boss?
Ugh.
Are you kidding me? Isn't this game fucking over yet?
See, and it's like, are they all just hanging out? Like, you're going through space, and they're just like six huge bosses, just like the rocket ship, and they're all just sitting there talking, and you just barge up.
Oh, God, here he comes.
And they get in line. Get in line. We'll get him.
They fight you 1700s British style.
They're like the great old gods in Cthulhu, or they're just out in space somewhere hanging mm-hmm. out, and you just find them.
Mm-hmm. The ending of this game, at least for me, since I beat it on easy, mm-hmm. is your classic challenge this game on normal.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
And then it starts you over.
No.
And I turned it off. Yeah. I was like, I'm done.
No fucking way.
The final boss is interesting because you fly into Freddy Krueger's back. I think it's Freddy Krueger's back where he has all the faces of like all the souls. It's his back or his chest or something.
You got me.
At some point in the Freddy Krueger series, I believe he lifts his shirt up and like teases you seductively. It's Freddy gone wild. And I don't know. Something happens where it's like you see all the faces of the kids' souls that he's taken. Mm. You essentially fly into that because the ceiling and the floor just turn into these like faces that are like coming out of skin. And then it's a giant Easter Island head with a big brain. Imagine that. imagine a boss in a space sci-fi game has something to do with a giant brain. Who the fuck would have thought of that?
And then a fedora. So he is Freddy Krueger.
So in summary, this game sucked. I'm like your Sith apprentice.
let the anger flow through you, Dave.
I feel like I'm generally positive about the games on the list, mm-hmm. But it angers me that this game is in this position.
Yeah,
it's really stupid. It's really not. This game does not belong to be this high or low on the list.
And Secret of Evermore, not on the list. This number 45.
Yeah, that's a crime. That's a crime.
But Dave, we have something we haven't done in a while.
Random sex.
That's only been a few days, but I've got a quiz for you.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That's why you kept looking at the time.
Yep.
All right. Now everything makes sense. What do you got? We haven't done a quiz. God, what's wrong with us?
It's been a little while. So all these games, you're always just the solo ship by yourself fighting. So this quiz...
To be fair, this game did have a two-player mode that I didn't try.
Oh, well.
So I don't know how that works. That might have made all the difference in the world. Now I kind of feel like an idiot. Because like maybe it's just this amazing two-player experience.
It's just trying to get you to be friends with somebody.
Right? And we've got no excuse to not play the game together.
Yep.
I'm telling you, we failed. Let's just cut our losses.
We would have had our speed up and just ran into each other constantly. Then we couldn't have gone up, down, or in the middle because we've been smashing into each other.
Maybe right. I still don't think we should publish this one. Let's just go. Let's just skip this one and go right to the next game on Wednesday.
But all right, so I've got these are solo ships.
Oh,
solo space or otherwise solo vessels.
Oh, great.
That are heroic in some way.
I'm not gonna do.
So yeah, to identify the name of the ship.
I'm not gonna do well.
It is a harder quiz.
Oh, great. All right, let's do it. I played a shitty game. Give me a quiz.
This is the ship that Luke Skywalker piloted to save the universe, to shoot the fire into the vent to blow up the Death Star.
That was an X-wing.
It was an X-Wing. It also had a name.
Red 5.
Well, see, what I found was AA-589.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That's way beyond my Star Wars
Your Star
knowledge.
Wars pay grade. That is the hardest question of the quiz. So
I think he was Red 5. I can't guarantee it. Mm. I know there were 12 in the squadron.
Okay. Because I have no idea what I'm really asking on that one. So.
Oh, so I can bullshit my way through this quiz.
If it's Star Wars related, yeah,
I can
totally
get all of them wrong.
This blue box travels through time and space in relative dimensions.
That is a TARDIS.
I'm impressed. I wasn't sure if you get that one. Yes, it is the TARDIS.
I'm on Reddit. I don't have to watch Doctor Who. Reddit just fills me in. I get it. There's a pervert who travels through time with an attractive girl. Okay.
Yeah, it's true. Kelsey Grammer.
Grammer?
Kelsey Grammer piloted this.
The boss of this game. Kelsey Grabator.
Grabator. Just falling off stages and shit. Kelsey Grammer piloted this old submarine to victory over more powerful nuclear subs.
It was a sim. It was a submarine simulation, wasn't it? In Periscope, up Periscope, down Periscope.
They were playing war games, but he was actually the name of the submarine that they had, the old Bucket of Bolts submarine.
I don't know. I have a confession to make. I never saw that movie. What is it? Down Periscope?
Down up Periscope. Periscope. Down Periscope. I know you get up and down confused. I know.
all the time. Up Periscope is the sequel, right?
God, I wish there was a sequel. Man, I'd be all over a Down Periscope sequel.
I'm not saying anyone should, but if anyone were to tweet Kelsey Grammer and ask him to do Up Periscope, I would really appreciate it.
But that is the USS Stingray.
Oh, okay. Well, the first of many wrong answers.
This starship pilots men who observe but don't interfere in galactic efforts.
What? That didn't even make sense.
Because I think that's their creed, to observe but not interfere in
the Watcher
events.
From Marvel Comics.
It's a starship.
Uh huh. It's a starship, and the starship has a philosophy. See,
it's the people who pilot the starship.
Uh huh.
The starship
Enterprise.
Enterprise.
I need to rent a car.
I'm sure I've got something wrong there. Nicole's probably like, wrong. But the philosophy of the Galactic Federation is blah, 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 blah.
I was trying to figure out what.
She'll stop the podcast and probably call me. She is so defensive about this shit.
I was trying to figure out if there's a race of starships that had a philosophy and like they developed a religion.
Because I just remember watching the last movie mm-hmm. that it was.
The Prime Directive.
Whenever they interfered. Yeah. That was like, no, we observe. Do not interfere.
Right.
Commander Shepard led this prototype unique vessel to save the universe.
I don't know. It's Mass Effect. I don't know what the ship was.
Normandy.
Okay. Normandy. Gotcha.
Tim Allen's personal alien bit craft.
No.
In the cult smash Galaxy Quest.
I don't know the answer to this question, damn it.
The Protector.
All right. Fine.
Nathan Fillion captained this vessel in the one super season of Firefly.
I don't know.
It's also the name of the movie.
What was the name of that fucking movie? I can answer this question, but you have to give me 10 minutes to think. Are you willing?
I'll give you another. George Costanza has to invoke this.
Serenity. Thank you.
There you go.
do you like that? Serenity. My first, I was going to be cocky. And we're like, as soon as you said George Costanza, I was going to be like, Bosco. Boy, I would have looked foolish.
This small three-seater time-traveling ship got its wings, but could only visit seven places in time.
Okay, I don't know how to pronounce it because I've never heard it said. I've only read
it's
it.
It's true.
But I'm going to go with Epoch.
It is correct.
From Chrono Trigger. Chrono Trigger. Earthbound.
The X-Men flew this sleek stealth fighter around the globe.
That is the... Oh, God. That's the black... God damn it.
You get the first half right.
Oh... Black Hawk Down.
Well, the hawk part is sort of right.
I know it's a fucking bird. It's the black
bird. Black owl, black sparrow. Black finch. Fuck, what is it? It's a bird.
Now I can't think of bird names. I think you broke me. I was going to join in, but I can't. The Black Robin. I'm fixed.
The world's only flying gambling paradise in this world was owned by Setzer Gabbiani.
The Blackjack.
And bonus question, what was the name of his girlfriend's flying vessel?
I wish you wouldn't embarrass me like this. Shit, I can't remember.
The Falcon.
Okay.
But that was a hard quiz because I was like, "What can I do with solo?" Okay, how about just ships?
Yeah, I'm bummed out. I missed the last one.
I could have gotten the TARDIS.
I'm bummed out that I missed the Blackbird and Falcon.
I'm impressed you got Blackjack because I didn't know that until I looked it up because I was like, "What was the name of that ship?" Because I don't feel like it's maybe only said like once in passing. So I that one I had to look up.
Yeah, all right. I can't tell you what the name of the ship in Gradius was. I hope it was Gradius.
Gradius. The third one.
Well, the first two ships never came back. I guess we make a third one. Good. Thank you for doing that quiz. I failed miserably on that quiz. I think the quizzes are amazing.
That was by far the most difficult quiz. Usually we kind of do gimmick quizzes, and that one was just like, there's not a lot of really spitball, like, solo ship in space questions. You
have to just type in Google real quick. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
It's been a podcast.
Yep.
It's been a podcast. We talked about a game. Mm. We talked about Kelsey Gravator.
Gravator.
But I'm ready to end this shit.
Okay.
This fabulous episode. This amazing. Oh, my God.
I thought it was delicious. It tasted so good to me.
God, like, the next time.
I'm going to go home and get Meg double pregnant. It's such a good episode.
The next time someone asks me, hey, man, what episode should I listen to? Gradius 3. Gradius 3, dog. You want to get a like good slice of Tadpod? Go right to the Gradius 3 trough. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a beard, mm-hmm. that just sums up what it's all about, mm-hmm. what kind of beard would that be?
When Macaulay Culkin applies aftershave to his face.
Yeah.
So it's a screaming hand beard. slap across your face.
No, I think that's your new Reddit username. Screaming hand beard.
What's his name? Kevin something. I can't remember his character's name.
Kevin McAllister?
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Is that it?
McAllister. Good job.
Why can't we do the Home Alone quiz?
We'll have a Macaulay Culkin quiz sooner or later.
You filthy animal. Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses mm-hmm. that would just tell the world what Gradius 3 is about, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I'm going to harken back to another game on this list.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers. Earthworm Jim, the levels where you're in that sphere of glass.
Yeah.
But the glass has only one like slight bump on the ceiling remaining. It's cracked and about to shatter.
So one more slight jostle.
One false move and you're just fucking done. You still have 90 seconds to go on this stage and the glass is completely shattered and about to implode.
I'm offended. Mm-hmm. I'm offended by your answer. Mm-hmm. For two reasons. Mm-hmm. You brought up Earthworm Jim when talking about this really shitty game. Okay? So like right off the bat, I'm offended. It takes a lot to offend me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not as much as you. But I feel like I can cut some slack. But Earthworm Jim is sacred, first of all.
Is Earthworm Jim or Earthworm Jim 2 is sacred?
Both of them. Okay. Yeah, both okay. of them. And the second part that really pisses me off is that you reminded me that IGN has rated this game better than Earthworm Jim.
You're right. You're right.
That is ludicrous.
Straight fucked up.
That is ludicrous. Mm-hmm. Like, it's also ranked better than Super Bomberman and Super Bomberman 2. Mm-hmm. Clearly are better games, but I have an easier time swallowing that than I do the fact that they've ranked this better than Earthworm Jim.
Yeah. We need to find this guy on Twitter. Find the guy who did the list, start tweeting at him. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, man?
Turn the screws on him.
Yep. That's all I got.
Yeah, let's end this fucking show.
Yeah, we're pressing our insistent time limit.
Oh, God.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher. So next episode, we'll be talking about, next Wednesday will be IGN's 44th ranked game, Demon's Crest.
We pre-recorded.
Pre-recorded. That's been in the bag for a little while now. So if things sound funny, that's what it is.
Yeah.
With super, super special guest hosts on that one.
If it sounds like we recorded that episode in the past... It's because
like,
we
this
did.
Sounds older.
This sounds 3 weeks older than it should. Honey, did you not put the lid on the Tadpog? It tastes a little stale.
But then next Other Ship Monday, we'll still be continuing on with games Dave loves.
Yeah.
You want to reveal what the game is or just tell him, hey, it's going to be a game you love?
Let's reveal what it is unless you feel like it's not going to go through.
I think it's going to go through.
Because this game is awesome. Mm-hmm. And... it's not required, but if you want to, you can play along.
Okay, yeah.
It's Jaws for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's so much better than Gradius 3.
So why, let's see. Don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a five-star review. Give the show a five-star rating. Write a review. If you have a game you want us to do, that'll get our attention. Just make your five stars and then have the title of the game you want to see.
I like it. That's not bribery at all.
Nope. It's just it's a good way to get our attention.
It is.
It's like the suggestion box with like money tied to it.
I can think of other ways to get our attention, but it gets us in trouble with our loved ones.
Yep.
All right, guys. Like Tyler said, thanks for listening. Thanks for really just, God, thank you for getting through this episode. I know I barely could do it, so and I've got a vested interest in this show. You don't, so congratulations, you made it. If you can't get enough of this wonderful goodness, this Tadpog goodness, you can always find us online at tadpog.com. I don't know why I said that like a robot, but I don't know. That's where the show notes are. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. There are a lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit pretty much all the time. You want to see like, I don't know, photoshops of me and Tyler doing things that I really don't want our family to see doing, you can go there. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize, but our Twitter followers, Tyler, they're lean, they're hungry, they're there for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
24 hours a day, 5 days a week. We give them the weekends off because we're not fucking slave drivers.
After The Jungle came out, we just couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I understood what you said.
That's some Upton Sinclair humor.
You can call us if you want. We don't know what we're going to do with the calls, but you can still call.
We'll talk about that more on Monday, but we're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. We're still taking calls, though. We'd appreciate it still very much.
Mm-hmm. But you might just be throwing your voice into oblivion, because who knows? We may never play it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we might.
Somebody's going to get played. May as well be you.
Yeah, exactly. You can always call Tadpog Hotline at 270-883-2555. Our intro song, Tyler, mm-hmm. is Moves by Sycamore Drive. Mm-hmm. A link to that track can be found at the end of Gradius 3 or Tadpog.com.
You're going to have a hell of a time getting
there. You'll never hear it. Until next week. Tropical Capricorn.
God, I still get so much spam. I bet I get 60 pieces of spam every single day on my Tadpog account.
I don't get any.
It's ludicrous how much I
don't get any.
Somebody has been fucking with me, signing me up for shit.
I don't get any. That's hilarious.